Our sermon text for today comes from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. This is Mary's song. And Mary said, "My soul praises the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for those 3 months and then returned home. This is the word of God for the people of God. We have this idea in the church that to be a good leader, to be a good Christian, you have to be older. Oftentimes we look at our young people and think, well, they don't really understand. They don't fully understand what God means by all of the teachings in the Bible. And, you know, kids don't always follow all the rules. There are studies that have been done about spirituality. And would anybody like to guess when we are the most spiritual in our entire lives? Anybody want to take a guess and be wrong? From 5 to about 7, you are your most spiritual. Because at that age, you are young enough or old enough to understand, but you're also young enough to believe. We tend, as we get older, maybe you don't, but I did, get a lot more cynical. Because we see a lot more of life. And we see the harder edges of life and the more difficult things that happen and the way people are hurt and injured, sometimes by those people who call themselves God's followers. Sometimes by the church. But at a very young age, we have this ability to believe that God is capable of doing what God says he will do. And it's a wonderful time. It's why I like children's messages. It's a great time to teach. It's a great time to let the kids know that God loves them. It's a great time for us to encourage children to come to know God. You talk to people and some of their greatest memories of the church and their memories of God are things like vacation Bible school and Sunday school and the times when they came to church and it was fun. One of the things we must remember as adults in the church is that children need to understand that God loves them just the way that they are, even if they don't do things the right way all the time. Even if they don't sing all of the songs perfectly. Even if they do such horrible things like run in the sanctuary. And I understand the idea of respect for the church. And I think that's important. But sometimes I think we can learn a lot from children. We can learn that it's fun to come to church. It's fun to be here and to do things and to share with people who believe like we do, who have the same belief systems. And it's wonderful to know that if something happens when I lay myself down to sleep, that Jesus will take care of me. And if something happens, Jesus will be there. It's a simple faith that we could learn a lot from. Now, having said that, when God chose who he was going to pick to be the mother of Jesus, in the Greek, she is called Theotokos, the mother of God. Just think about that a minute. How would you like that title hung on you? The mother of God. And Mary was probably somewhere between 14 and 16. She was a young woman. Very much normal marrying age. We think today, oh my goodness, getting married at 16? I'm sure some of you, your grandparents thought that, I'm 16 already and I'm not married. Because it was different. And back in that day, it was very common for a young girl to be married or engaged by the time she was 14 or 15. So Mary was a young woman who was engaged to an old man. We know that Joseph was a carpenter. He was not an apprentice, which tells us that Joseph was probably 30 or older when he was engaged to Mary. Now, I'm not going to talk too much about Joseph. We can read about Joseph in a different passage, and Joseph was a great man of God himself in following God's commands for him with Mary. But I want to talk about Mary today. And why in the world would God pick Mary? Of all the people in Israel who he could have picked, why did he pick her? It was because she was so much better than everybody else? Because she was so much more faithful than everybody else? I don't think so. I think there were other people in Israel who were people of faith. I think there were other people in Israel who were good people. I think there were people in Israel who were a whole lot more experienced in dealing with kids. But I think he chose Mary because everything about Mary fit with what God had been telling people for thousands of years, that this Messiah would come from the line of Jesse. He would be a descendant of King David. That this child would be born in Bethlehem. That this child would be born to a virgin or a young woman. Everything fit in Mary. All of the puzzle pieces that God had been telling people were going to happen came together with Mary. I think that's all there is to it. Not that she was greater or more special than anyone else. God called Mary. Now, as I was growing up and got more active in the church and felt the call to ministry, I often ask myself a question. What if I say no? What if I tell God, no, I'm not going to do that? And I tried. For about 12 years I tried. And it didn't work. Because when God calls us, there's a feeling of needing to do that, of needing to fulfill God's call in our life. We can choose to say no. Is that going to change everything? I don't think so. God will still accomplish what God needs to do. But the other thing I want to think about is, if you listen to this passage that Mary said after she was told she was going to have a child, and how she speaks, I'm going to read it again. Listen to this, to the wisdom of this young woman. My soul praises the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in the innermost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones. He has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things. He has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever. How in the world does a young girl know that? How in the world can a girl who is not lived a lot of life, not done a lot of things, not spent a lot of time comprehending the depth of God, how does she know that? And that's really what I want to talk about today. We have a responsibility to our children to teach them about who God is and what God has done. By that passage, the people of Mary's synagogue, the group that she worshiped with on a daily basis, had taught Mary. Mary understood who she was. She understood who her people were. She understood her heritage. She understood what it meant to be a follower of God, and it was because somebody taught her. You look at our world today, and there are so many young people and children who don't have the faintest idea who God is. They don't understand what Jesus has done for them, and in some respects, it's the fault of the church. In some, it's the fault of the parents and grandparents. Our job as a church is to teach children who Jesus Christ is, to teach them what God gives them, but also what God wants from them, so that they understand that being a follower of Jesus Christ means that we give ourselves to Jesus. I see so many people who grew up in the church, and you'll see it, some entertainer who will say, I first started singing in church, and I want to reach into the TV and grab them by the throat and say, did you pay attention? Because what you're singing now, what you're doing now, has nothing to do with God. Nothing. You've left where you started behind. And we need to ensure that our children don't do that. That our children understand all that God has for them and all that God wants for them. So that when God calls them, and He will call them, He may not call them to be a pastor or the mother of God, but He will call them to be His followers, call them to be supporters of His church, call them to be active in their faith, so that when they are called, that they will be able to answer like Mary. I praise the Lord for what He's done to me. I praise God that He's given me this opportunity. That shows great faith. Great ability to be able to trust God. And that's what we need to teach our children. That's what we need to show them as a church. To show them that God loves them. And it's the one thing for us as older Christians that reminds us why we come here. Why we love to be a part of the church, because of what God has done for us. A number of years ago, there was a woman in my church whose mother was going through dementia. And we would talk off and on, and she said that her mother's favorite song, and she would love to just sit and sing it, was Jesus Loves Me. She had learned it as a small child, and even though everything else in her life was confusing, she still remembered that song, because that song and the teachings of the church had gone to such a depth in her mind and her life that it was the thing that remained constant. That's the true gift that we can give our children at Christmas. The understanding that Jesus Christ came to earth to die for them, and that He loves them fully. Mary understood that. And her praise and her song to God was a prayer and a praise of thanksgiving that God would choose her. Maybe it was because she was naive. Maybe it was because she was just too young to understand what God was asking. It was obviously because she didn't know what was going to happen with this child, and that later she would stand at the foot of a cross and watch her son die. But Mary was willing to do what God had asked her to do. We need to train up our children so that when God calls them, they too are ready. Amen.